your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
It has happened. As you probably have seen, Diddy be done. Arrested in New York on all the charges we've been talking about. And Stacey and myself had that little bet going on who or when was he going to be arrested. I said around Thanksgiving, which...
Yeah.
And I think you overbid, didn't you? What you did?
I did, yeah. I went over by one.
Yeah, yeah. I won!
You did.
I don't know what I win, but I won.
Well, you know, I went outside. It was a beautiful day where I am, beautiful fall day. And I went and sat outside. It was 85 degrees, eating a sandwich. And I sat back and I went, you know, I would love to have Diddy's money. I'd love to have all of that. But I'm very thankful I'm not him today.
Yeah.
So that's what you win. You're not Diddy.
Not Diddy. He's been indicted on multiple serious charges, federally indicted, including sex trafficking by force, transportation to engage in prostitution, and racketeering conspiracy. RICO, that's what they got R. Kelly on. The unsealed indictment accuses the music mogul of running an enterprise that he engaged in sex trafficking, forced labor or kidnapping, arson, and other crimes. The allegations have been under investigation for nearly a year and mirror at least...
Now, I was not familiar with the arson.
They didn't say why. And 11 civil complaints filed against Combs since 2023. That was asked this morning in the press conference from the federal district attorney. And they said they cannot comment in greater detail on what the arson is. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Did he be burning shit? According to federal prosecutors, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct from 2008 to the present. The indictment details how he allegedly manipulated women into participating in orchestrated sexual activities with male commercial sex workers using a variety of coercive tactics. Sometimes unbeknownst to the victims, Combs kept videos he filmed of victims engaging in sex acts with commercial sex workers. Federal prosecutors revealed the indictment further outlines a disturbing web of control, citing physical violence and the promise of career advancement as means of Combs used to exert power over his victims. He allegedly controlled their careers, dictated their appearances, and monitored their medical records and supplied them with controlled substances. Damian Williams, a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, emphasized the violent nature of Combs' alleged actions, stating when Combs didn't get his way, he was violent. Notably, the indictment references a 2016 hotel surveillance video showing Combs allegedly physically assaulting his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. Following this incident, Combs reportedly attempted to bribe a hotel worker with a stack of cash to keep it quiet. In search of Combs' Miami home, federal agents uncovered three AR-15 rifles and a drum magazine, raising further concerns about his conduct. Williams stated that Combs had carried firearms to intimidate or threaten witnesses. Combs was arrested at the Park Hyatt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan and spent the night in federal custody. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, who we're going to hear from in a moment, confirmed that they were prepared for the charges, stating, "We brought him to New York 2 weeks ago because we knew this day would come." Agnifilo maintained that Combs is dealing with the situation head on and expressed confidence in his client's innocence. Quote, we are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution of Mr. Combs and by the U.S. Attorney's Office, Agnifilo asserted. He portrayed Combs as a music icon, self-made entrepreneur, loving family man, and proven philanthropist, urging the public to preserve judgment until all the facts are known. To his credit, Mr. Combs has been nothing but cooperative with this investigation. Federal prosecutors are seeking to detain Combs while he awaits trial, arguing that he possesses a dangerous threat to the community and risks obstructing justice. They allege he's attempted to bribe security staff and has interfered with witnesses, claiming there are simply no conditions that would ensure that the defendant's efforts to obstruct or tamper with witnesses will stop. Well, underscored that no one is above the law, stating a year ago, Sean Combs stood in Times Square and was handed the key to New York City. Today, he's been indicted and will face justice in the Southern District of New York. The investigation remains ongoing, and Williams has encouraged anyone with information to come forward. Combs has denied all allegations against him, including those raised in civil lawsuits, and continues to maintain their innocence. This was just a few moments ago. This is audio from outside of the courthouse. I've been literally watching it all day on another monitor for this small moment. This is, I believe, the attorney for Sean Combs.
So this was the first step. We have a bail appeal scheduled for tomorrow at 3:30 in front of Judge Carter, the district judge assigned to this case. I think that we made the points that we've been wanting to make. I think it came out. Mr. Combs is a fighter. He's going to fight this to the end. He's innocent. He came to New York to establish his innocence. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of the charges. There's nothing that the government said in their presentation today that changes anyone's mind about anything. He's been looking forward to this day. He's been looking forward to clearing his name, and he's going to clear his name. And we're going to stand by his side as he does. We believe in him wholeheartedly. He didn't do these things. This was a 10-year relationship. There's no coercion. There's no crime. There's basically just, you know, someone who brought a civil case and now is finding themselves as a witness in a criminal case. And we're going to fight this case with everything we have, as is he. And eventually he's going to be shown to be innocent. And so tomorrow we fight again, and we'll fight every day until we don't have to fight anymore. I don't know. The question is, why did it happen last night instead of today? I don't know the answer to that question. I just want to make one point very clear. We have no power. All we can do is show good faith. He got on a plane and he came here. And if he stayed here for one day before the case started, or for one year before the case started, he was going to stay as long as he needed to stay. It ends up being only 12 days. That's fine. That's what the government wanted to do. The government didn't want him to turn himself in. He came here to turn himself in. Why doesn't the government want him to turn himself in? Because then they can't ask for detention. So they go and they arrest him. They arrest the guy who came to New York to turn himself in. But we're going to make all these points again tomorrow, and we'll make them as much as we can until we get him out. So that's all I have.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Wait, what was the question? We're appealing. No bail. He's detained.
We're appealing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're appealing the decision to hold him without bail. Tomorrow at 3:30. 3:30. Same place. Bail appeal. Bail appeal tomorrow at 3:30. Same courtroom. Different judge. He's doing fine. He's a fighter. He's a fighter, and he's going to fight this. All right, I'm going to go. Thank you. I don't get into that stuff.
Looking at video now, I believe this is Diddy's kids walking out of court, heads down, hats on, and not appearing to be making any comments. So there you go.
So, okay, the attorney, you know, he's been nothing but cooperative with this investigation. He's innocent. blah. Okay, I saw the hotel video and that's all I needed to see. I'm sorry. That was a very abusive, domineering, egomaniac, horribly cruel human being from what I saw.
He's a fucking monster. I mean, yeah. Of course the attorney's going to say all that shit. It's not, it's one person. No, I'm sorry. There's actually a lot of women in this indictment. It's not just Cassie. And this goes on for quite a long time. And no, he's not going to be exonerated. I'm sorry. He's done.
I mean, you don't just wake up and grab your girlfriend by her hair and drag her down a hallway. You don't just wake up one day and go, fuck it, I've had enough.
And to make it sound like he's been cooperating, that was addressed in this morning's press conference from the federal prosecutor talking about I'm kind of trying to quote here that the word cooperative is rather elastic in this story, meaning it's been kind of stretched to what one would normally consider to be cooperative may not be the same definition of what we're talking about here.
Right. And you know what? You're supposed to be cooperative. So that doesn't get you a pass to be able to skate on these charges. I hate to use a word from the Karen Reed trial, but he's not going to skate. Oh my God. Just because he's cooperative. Well, good for you. That doesn't mean you should have bail. The guy's got mansions and God knows where else he's hid things. And he might end up going to Vietnam to join Donna Adelson,
Here's the thing. This isn't local authorities coming in and raiding a house. This isn't even state authorities coming in. This is federal authorities that are investigating this with the most power and control and some of the best that you can get for investigating something like this with a huge team that a smaller jurisdiction would not have. So when the feds go in on charges like this, you're done. I mean, they pretty much have everything on you. They're not going to go after you. They're not going to arrest you until they know that they are going to win this case. It's like a 98% conviction rate. It's something ridiculous. Yes. Where if the federal authorities are going to come in and charge you with something like this, he's literally probably on tape doing all of these things.
Yeah, they're not going to waste their time. And he's a big fish and he's got a lot of tentacles. There are more people, and I listened to that other press conference. There are more people that are cringing today going, uh-oh, because they helped him. He didn't, he's one man. He didn't do all of this by himself. There's the drug dealers. There's the people rounding up the people that he used in his sex ring. We might even see some big celebrities going down with this.
Here's an interesting thought, because I think initially we all kind of thought that there'd be a big roundup all at once. And clearly there was not. If they went and arrested him yesterday, so he couldn't, they couldn't do the hold or whatever he was saying, then that's the story. But I don't know that that's the reason why they came in yesterday. There could be a totally different reason why they arrested him yesterday versus today. And we're talking about this on Tuesday. I know it's airing Wednesday. There could be totally something separate. They could have had plans to flee. And maybe they intervened there and they caught that and stopped that. We don't know the answer to the question. But there's a lot to be still found out here in this case as to what exactly the next steps are going to be. He's likely going to be locked up.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be a free man ever again, I don't think.
No. I think he realized that, quite honestly, because there were some pictures I saw on TMZ of him in the park in New York Monday afternoon. And he was just sitting in the park looking at the skyline. And I don't know, he kind of had a weird look on his face, almost like maybe at peace of like, okay, this is it. Enjoying the last few moments of being out, of freedom.
Yeah, game over, man.
Yeah, I think he knows the goose is cooked and it's probably over for Diddy. We will keep watching it and we'll keep you updated.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.